This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
You know, come to think of it, this church has no correction in it. You notice that in this letter? He doesn't say to them, just one thing you lack, or I've got this against you. He's got nothing to say to the persecuted church, but encouragement to them. That's it. He says, I know what you're going through. I know you're number one. He says, I know your works. But by the way, does he know yours? He's going to ask you about them in a little bit. Maybe today or tomorrow or 20 years from now. I don't know. But I know he's going to ask you about them. What are you doing with the talents he's given you? Does Jesus know your works? Again, the summons to appear in the highest court in all the land says this, for we must all appear. It's just like a summons. Ever got one of those in the mail before? Anyone old enough here to be drafted? What's the first word on a draft notice say? Greetings! We must all appear before, wow, the Bema seat. Bimatos tu Christu, the Bema seat of Jesus Christ, with those steely eyes and feet of brass. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. By the way, that is the Greek word for summons as well. That everyone may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. That's your works. But let me add, that's not the reason why you ought to do them. It ought to be because you love him and you're eternally grateful for all that he's done for you. Is why you ought to do works. Are you grateful for your salvation today? James wrote this. He says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Dead. If you're not doing something for Jesus Christ, your faith, he says, it's good for nothing. It's worthless. Number two, Jesus says he knows their, number two, second thing is tribulation. Like I said last week, all Christians are confronted with tribulation. The Lord said in John 16:33, in this world you will have tribulation. What you won't have ever is the wrath of God. You will never face the wrath of God as a Christian. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Also, 1 Thessalonians 5:9, God has not appointed us to wrath, but unto salvation. You will never face the wrath of God, ever. But like Polycarp, someone could feed you to the lion. They've been feeding Christians to the lions proverbially for 2,000 years. That's not the wrath of God. You'll always face the wrath of Satan. Always. This is where people get confused. So don't say I'll never see any tribulation, because Jesus says you will. In this world, you will have tribulation. I'd say you've been lucky so far. You've been lucky that you live in this country and not somewhere else. Number three, he says, I know your poverty. Sometimes you think you're poor, but you're actually rich. That's what the Lord told this church. They think that they're poor, but they're rich. Now, the church at Laodicea had the opposite problem. They thought they were rich. And Jesus says, no, no, you're poor. You're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and you're naked too. We have an incorrect view of riches and poverty according to our all-wise God. Isn't that the truth? Let's say true riches are not measured by one's bank account. Remember what God said to Samuel the prophet. He says, God does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Next up in this text, the Lord says to them, I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. So how can you say you are a Jew but not be one? I mean, either you are or you're not, right? I mean, to be a Jew is a nationality, isn't it? I mean, that's like saying, you know, you say you are Italian, but you're not. No, you can't say that to me. I am Italian, no matter what you say. Right? Maybe you're Spanish. Maybe you're Irish. You say that you're Irish, but you're not. No, wait a minute, I am. My name's McGillicuddy. I'm Irish. Don't tell me I'm not Irish. But he does. What does he mean? That means Jew is not nationality is what it means. It means something else. You say that you're Jewish, but you're not. Paul says this, Romans 2:28. He is not a Jew that is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision is outward in flesh. But he is a Jew that is one inwardly. See that? And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Follow me here. Sometimes Jew in the Bible is meant to be spiritualized, and sometimes it's not. A true Jew is a child of Abraham who has faith in God. That is a true Jew, according to Jesus. You can't say you're Jewish and you're, or say you are a Jew and are not. Or this one, Galatians 6:16. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. To be a Jew, the Israel of God is a child of faith and a son or daughter of Abraham, the father of faith. So to say you are a Jew is to be like Abraham. And Abraham wouldn't go around killing the people of God, right? Everyone understand that? You say you are a Jew and are not. If you were a Jew, you'd be a son of Abraham. And if you were a son of Abraham, Jesus said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. You wouldn't go around burning Christians and throwing them in the fire. You say you are a Jew, but are not. You actually are a member of the synagogue of Satan. What a statement. The synagogue of Satan. A synagogue of Satan is a false assembly, thinking they're worshiping God. These are Jews, not Marilyn Manson worshipers, not Baal worshipers. Would they worship Satan deliberately if they knew it? Not on your life. But, key phrase, they are deceived. They think that something, trying to exterminate Christians, is something, the right thing to do. While something, trying to exterminate Christians, is actually something else. That is the devil's handiwork. You see, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. Weren't we talking about that Wednesday night? What the word seem means? There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12. All right, verse 10. Fear none of those things which you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil will cast some of you into prison so that you may be tried. Tested. Tried. Reminds me of going down there to the Dodge dealer there and turning that key. I'm going to go try that car. I'm going to go test drive it. See how fast it can go. See how loud it is. This is what the devil does. They're going to throw you into prison so that you can be tried or tested. And you'll have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Again, Satan is the one that does the testing here. This is what he does. He tests us. The Lord Jesus said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you so that he might sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, or when you have returned, strengthen your brothers. That's Luke 22:31. Listen to what Satan said to God concerning Job. He said, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. But you put forth your hand now, God, and you touch his flesh and his bone, and he'll curse you, he'll spit in your eye. Satan thinks you'll do anything to save your hide until you prove him different. Okay, next up, the Lord encourages the pastor here at Smyrna and all of us, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Now, James talks about this crown, too. He says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation or trials. For when he is tried, again, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. James 1:12. Verse 11, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that overcomes will not be hurt by the second death.
Now, we're going to have to end it right there for today. Paul Esposito with you, signing off here for our program today. We didn't have time, even at church, to wrap this up. A look at the second death. We're going to look at that again because we're going to see that verse again here coming up. What is the second death? We'll have to wait until next time to find that out. You've been listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I only have 1 minute here to wrap this up here this morning. Thank you for having us tuned in here today on your radio dial. I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning, where we're going to be looking at the third church, the Compromising Church. In the meantime, we'll be back here again tomorrow with our ongoing study in Matthew 24, and what will be the signs of your coming and the end of the age.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Stand.